recording in progress.
It's recording now. It's recording.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Keys to the Jet. It's your usual suspects, minus Rhino. So now we're missing Fab and Rhino.
Wild animals.
Wild fucking animals. They're still they're probably fucking on the pool table again.
Anyways, fucking.
Who's here? Who are you guys? And
I'm Stoner.
Yeah.
And I'm Blackbeard.
Blackbeard.
I'm Stoner. Mikey.
Little Mikey. Hey, what's going on?
Our special guest is Mr. Stoner.
How's it going, everybody?
What's up, dude?
I'm doing good. I'm pretty tired. It's 2:30 in the morning to where I'm at right now. But I am excited to be here. I'm a longtime listener. Worked with a couple of you guys back in the heyday.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to actually be on here.
Longtime listener, first time caller. Woo!
Yeah, facts.
Can you say where you're at?
I am in the... How do I want to put this? I'm in the Pacific. Let's just put it like that.
That's cool, man. Hey, listen, thank you. Thank you for listening and following. I appreciate that. We're trying to build this, you know, military community.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you for your cervix as well. People like to steal our memes, you know, in this place. Like, fuck
yeah.
Them.
But losers.
And then not tag anybody, you know.
But you put the watermark on it, right?
Everywhere.
Yeah. So you got to hide it in there.
You got to hide it in there, or they can cut it off.
You got to make it big and small.
How do you do the fade though? Like the, you know, your watermark fade that you do.
It's in a CapCut. You got to use a
Can you make a CBT
or whatever?
Can you make a CBT so we can go through it and do training?
I can.
Oh, great. Another fucking CBT.
I'll put together an Excel file.
Bro.
PowerPoint.
My PowerPoint. And hey, listen, it doesn't get any better when you get out and go to these bigger companies. It's the same shit. They have CBTs every fucking year.
That's only one company.
No. Northrop has it. GA has it.
They're all the same company.
They all have it. Oh, yeah. Yeah, pretty much.
That's very reassuring to know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you know, when are you retiring? Or how long have you been in? Actually, if you want to just introduce yourself and take us through your background and all that bullshit.
So, like I said, I'm Stoner. I joined in 07, still currently in. I hit 17 years in April.
Damn.
I started out on Raptors. I was on Raptors for 16 years. And then I just switched over to this fucking single engine turd of the 35.
Welcome.
yep. But yeah, I was stationed at Tyndall for 8 years from 07 to 15.
Woo!
I did. Then I PCS'd to Elmendorf from 15 to 23, and then just recently got to Hill.
You were the 90s, right?
I was in. I had a pretty bumpy road in Elmendorf. I was in three different squadrons. Ooh. I was 525, MXG, and the 90th.
Damn.
Well, at least you made it
all over the fucking place. Hey, yeah. that's how it was at Tyndall, though. I was at Tyndall from, 06 to 2011, and I was in the 1st, 2nd, and 95th. So, you know, I was in all three of those fucking badass 15 squadrons. I
mean, yeah.
That's cool, man. What else?
You know, not much. Got a married with three kids. Spend more time on the fucking road than at home, but that's what we signed up to do. So,
life of a rock star.
Yep.
I wouldn't say that. More of a groupie, but
hell yeah.
But yeah, I mean, every day I look back and I'm like, holy shit, I've been in almost for 17 years. Like, where'd the time go? Wouldn't trade it for the world, honestly. Like, every day, you know, we fucking curse at engineers and shit like that. But I am proud to be a maintainer. I don't think I could have done anything else in the Air Force to actually justify being part of the Air Force. I know it's kind of cliche, but like, I don't know, being a maintainer is something fucking different. Like you either are with it or you're not.
Right.
So
yeah, that was, you know, I loved it, man. And I look back too, and like, if I would have stayed in, this would be my 19th year. Mm-hmm. So I would be so close, but hey, I'm glad I got out. Cause you know, I got to demilitarize. Cause when you get out, like when you first get out and you go into these like contracting companies, you're like, oh, super. Then they're like, hey bro, slow the fuck down. And they check you real quick. So
right.
You know, heads up when you do get out and wherever you go, demilitarize. Cause like civilians, they don't put up with that bullshit.
You know, yeah. What I mean?
You make them look bad.
What's that?
I said you make them look bad by doing work.
Yeah, you do.
They're like, slow down, damn it.
Yeah.
I tell you what, who you couldn't make look fucking bad with those contracting wash dudes at Tyndall. Them dudes put it in work.
Yeah.
They were in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were mad whenever we used their wash rack to, you know, for shenanigans over at the second. Because we'd always leave the hoses out and shit and all, you know.
Right. Beer, do you remember, I forget, I think a certain individual got sprayed while towing a jet in the Coleman. Do you remember that? Were you on that weekend duty?
At the bird bath or through the wash rack?
No, at the wash rack. It was old Willie J.
Wolfpack Willie C?
Willie J. Yeah, Wolfpack.
Yeah.
Willie J. Carter. Yeah,
Wolfpack. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it was BT that, like, hosed his ass in the Coleman.
I don't remember it, but yeah, I
can't
really fucking see it.
Fucking love those shenanigans, dude.
Good old BT.
Speaking of shenanigans, you've been in for a long time. You have any favorite stories you want to tell? Favorite fucking, you know, like hunting down new guys and fucking taping them to palm trees and shit, or like, you know, that kind of stuff.
I'd probably have to say one of my favorite ones is actually hitting old Blackbeard over there, and we taped his ass to the smoke pit table.
Yes.
And then soaked his ass in ice cold water, and he almost went into shock, I believe.
He tried to kill me.
Oh shit, that was the waterboard moment, right? That
yeah.
was the waterboard
yes.
moment.
Yes. Yep. I thought I was dying.
Damn.
I couldn't breathe. Just gallons of water kept going down my fucking throat, and it was yep. freezing.
Yeah, we had this this real skinny kid named Josh, or named Bonds, he follows us. Really super, he was a stick man, you know what I mean? And so we picked him up and taped him up onto a palm tree, like 4 feet up with duct tape. It was
yeah.
fucking awesome, dude. And then just left him there. And then went out and there, you know, did what we had to do. It was a Friday.
So yeah.
We were kind of slow, you know what I mean? But
hey man, we'll see you on Monday. Take care.
Right? Yeah.
Leave him there
hey, man,
the weekend.
You're here.
Exactly. You want to tell the story about fucking New Orleans?
Oh, where you caused a big issue?
Woo!
Yeah.
Let's hear it.
You remember more of it than I do, because I don't remember.
Well, yeah, because you were fucking blacked out drunk.
Yeah.
I think we were in New Orleans like 8 hours, maybe.
Yeah, it was the first day, like that
yeah.
night.
Is that when you got beat up?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We're pretty heavily sauced on the strip, and Jay looks at me, or Beard looks at me, and he's like, we need to go home. And I was like, fuck, man, I guess we can get back to the van. Like, we'll figure it out. And we're walking, and it was like a movie per se, right? These four dudes, like, come into the limelight of a streetlight, and Beard's like, you know, he said a word that most people nowadays don't take too kindly to. And it started with an F, ended with a T. We're not going to get into that semantics, but and I looked at him, and I said, I don't really think that's a good idea, man. Like, we're pretty outnumbered here. He's like, I don't fucking care. And I was like, okay.
I don't give a shit. That seems like his style.
So like we go up to these dudes and they're stone cold sober.
Yeah.
And he's just going at this dude. It's just getting escalated. And then I see one of them close his hand and I was like, well, it's about to happen. And he got hit, and then I hit a dude, and then we blacked out. And then allegedly, yeah. And then it happened so quick. Like it was insane. And then it like, they all disappeared. And then here comes 30 of our buddies heading back to the van. And I was like, where the fuck you guys at like 30 seconds ago?
Oh, shit. Yeah.
And then the next day, he got an incentive ride just looking like a total smash bag of ass.
Oh, that was a few days later. But yes.
Yeah. Either way.
Black eyes for the whole fucking TDY and a busted nose.
That was during the Hitler haircut days, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Yep.
That's funny. You know, you use that term smash bag of ass or like bag of smashed assholes. It's funny because we're the, like, I've only heard it from military individuals. I've used it in the civilian world and people just look at me like, that's pretty bad, dude. You know?
But it just symbolizes years. Like a, go ahead.
I was going to say for a couple of years, I worked for a big technology company and, we'd be in there and everybody's wearing their suits and stuff. And I'd be like, this is a big bag of dicks or this is a smash bag of assholes. And they just look at you like, "What? Where the fuck? Why is this guy in here?
Who hurt you?
Yeah. Why are you so mean to us?
Or we were, I'm surprised we never ran into each other because we were about the same time. Do you remember Sergeant Peak at 362? He's a black dude. He walked kind of funny.
Are you talking about tech school?
Yeah. But anyway, he'd always come in and
no.
be like, you want to act like little boys? I'm going to treat you like little boys. And so I'd come into morning meetings at that company and say that, and they'd look at it like, what?
Who 362nd, I remember this only, there's only one dude that I remember from there. He was MTL, Sergeant Ridner. And he's like, phase one, day one. He was such a fucking dickhead, bro. I don't know if he was there when you went through Stoner in 07, no. But he was there in 05 when I went through, and he's such a fucking dickhead, but he was cool too. You know, as soon as he saw that I was wearing like what the fuck? It was like a scumbag shirt. I think that's what it was called. Scumbag or something like that, that sponsored like BMX. I guess he rode BMX and did tricks on bikes and jumps and shit, and he was like, that's fucking cool because I'm sponsored by those guys. I was like, oh shit. Okay. Hell yeah. So, but
that was another thing that was weird, is to find out that they had lives outside of being Air Force, because you thought that was just all they did.
Yeah. Right. Especially the ones that wore taps, you know, the little
Oh my God. Those fucking guys.
They had lives. I don't think they had lives.
They probably walked around in their house with their taps on.
They probably did.
Underwear and tats. I kind of realize them now.
They're probably telling their like boyfriends and stuff, like, hold the video camera. I want to see how I sound when I walk through. Fuck, dude. That's crazy. Yeah, I'm surprised we never ran into each other. Because like I said, I was at Tyndall for a long time.
Because
we ran into each other a couple times, yeah. Like, I hung out with Beard and...
I was probably drunk. You know,
And that's the crazy thing about Tyndall, was that that's where like the first big breath of like camaraderie that I experienced, you know what I mean? And then, you know, we had a lot of dudes leave and then it fell off drastically, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
And there was a lot of animosity when the 15 unit shut down and they came over to the Raptors, and it just divided us even more. But like whenever Beard was there, you know, there was Truman and old WP Mike, and like it was just Hubble. A good time.
Yeah, we had Hubble on twice.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
We should have another. This is basically another Raptor party. This is Raptor party number four, dude. I can't get any fucking 15 guys to come on. Everybody's fucking scared, dude. I don't understand. I think it was because everything was back before cell phones, you know, and it's like, well, I mean, you can't get caught now, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Years later.
After last week, you mentioned EC3, and then like a day after that, I saw somebody, I can't remember who it was, I think it was Brooks, posted a picture of him, and he's in like little baby papoose.
The baby carrier.
Yeah,
with Arnold. Face on it.
Did you see, and he posted it was Riley Coates? Good.
He posted
the picture of with fucking Arnie Arnold holding him with a fucking cargo strapped to his chest.
Yeah,
you like, see that kind of shit out in the civilian world. It's like these guys are fucked up in the head, but like that's just normal shit in the military.
Normal everyday fucking business. Yeah, a lot of people went down to the 43rd from when the first shutdown. Like, I know that Sandy Balls went down there. Sandoval, Sandy.
Mm-hmm. I don't remember him.
Or no, I'm sorry, Anderson. Sorry,
Anderson. Yeah.
Oh, Sandy.
Oh, can't get right.
Sam Anderson. Yeah, I call him Sandy. Let's see. Stick went down there.
There's a dude that started with a K.
Renee went down there.
Yeah, Renee went down like early though.
Yeah, before they shut down, right?
Yeah, way before they shut down, because he was in the 43rd for like a good chunk.
Yeah.
No, when the first shutdown, he went down there. The first shutdown late 06.
I felt like I worked with Renee for fucking like the whole time I was at Tyndall.
No, almost. he went down there after the first shutdown.
Hmm.
And then who else went down there? Fuck. A bunch of people went
down
there.
What the fuck was this?
Didn't Mark come from the first?
Mark.
Edwards?
Probably.
Yeah.
Perhaps. But that would have been like before Red. Mark was there when I got there. He was expediting. Yeah. He was like one of my first expediters at the 43rd.
Yeah, and then a lot more went down when the second shut down. But I think there was a lot of retraining. Was there a lot of retraining from the 43rd where they sent seven levels to heavies? Because they sent a fuck ton of seven levels from the second to heavies down to like Dias and all that bullshit, you know?
Yeah, because what was it? Ken Allen left, Roby left, A.T. Lawson left.
A.T. Lawson.
Yeah, a bunch of those dudes left to go do that shit.
That's crazy. So, I wonder if there was a bunch of people that got out in that.
Because of
I
it?
Probably would imagine.
Shred, you know what I mean? No, no. Which is why they transferred a bunch of people over.
Yeah. Right?
Why would there be...
After Tyndall and Elmo is Hill total shit? Or...
Yeah.
Is
that, it? It is the busiest ramp that, I mean, you know, granted, being on Raptors, you know, Tyndall only had one unit and then Elmendorf had two, but they were separated. Mm-hmm. You have at Hill, you have three squadrons like butted up to each other and it's just chaos, but it's good and it makes the day go by quick.
Was it the fucking spiders, right? It's the Black Widows. Mm-hmm. Are the Fugians over there still?
Fugians, yep.
And then what's the other one?
The Rams.
Oh, okay. The Rams reactivated then.
Yeah.
Right, because they had shut down. Yeah. When I was at Nellis, we got a bunch of those 16s that came from Hill. But then a bunch went to fucking New Mexico, too. Pieces of shit, bro.
I mean, you'll have that in single engines.
Yeah. Yeah, woo! Fucking...
So you went through 15 Texaco also then, right?
I did, yeah.
Yeah, because we didn't have 22s. And but back then, which it's weird that you guys are talking about that earlier now, it feels like two lifetimes ago. But the scary place was always Seymour Johnson. Nobody wanted to go to Seymour because everybody said the workload there, they just worked you to death.
Everybody was like, don't go to Shady J. That's why they call it Shady J.
Yeah,
you saw everybody trying to trade when they got their orders, you know what I mean? They're like, hey man, I'll trade you. Hey man, I'll trade you. I was like, Tyndall? God damn it. I don't want to go to Tyndall. But then I tried to trade with some guys from that were going to Lake and Heath or like Japan. And then I was like, God, I didn't go to Japan. But then again, I was like,
you love Tyndall.
I did.
Tyndall was fun.
It was so much fun.
Fucking time.
The workload fucking sucked, but Tyndall was a blast.
That's where we all came back to like, I don't know how many fish I caught in that little thing by the queue with just hot dogs drunk off my ass. I'm not able to stand, you know?
It was so much fun.
Yes. Lots of shenanigans and...
Dude, going out...
Anyway. Fuck around time.
Going out to the beach and burying your beer on the beach and then just fucking around. Dude, it was so good. Like I said, we don't know what we had. When we had fuck.
But I got orders. Somebody the other day about the fiddler crabs out at the old water treatment plant.
They were everywhere, bro. When you're walking along the boardwalk and they're just like in herds, you're like, oh shit. Or like when you're wasted on the beach and you're trying to catch those white ghost crabs. You know which ones I'm talking about?
Yeah.
That would fucking hide in the holes. You're just like, oh, fucking Blackbeard has a confused look on his face. I don't think you're.
No, I never really went down to the beach to drink.
No,
I stayed away from Panama.
It was so fun. No,
no, no. Beach on base.
On base.
The only time I really went to the beach on base was like back by the water treatment plant to go fishing.
Oh,
yeah, that's exactly what we're talking about.
No, no, I'm talking about.
No, he's talking about just.
He's going down the
beach. Oh yeah,
going down the boardwalk. I would take like a case of beer.
Oh yeah, it's still on base. Yeah, by the dorms.
Yeah, SPs would look at me like, "Oh shit, this guy's about to get wild." Yeah, I have my boogie board, my fucking fishing pole, and my a case of beer, and then I go down there. And then when I'm trash, I'm trying to catch ghost crabs.
You know, they see me with a bucket.
Fucking idiot.
A bucket and a cast net going down that boardwalk.
Remember fucking having the squadron parties over there at Bonita Bay? Just getting, having fucking, getting wasted.
Yes.
Getting fucking hammered.
That shit was awesome.
Stealing fucking, what was his name? Elder. Elder something, I think. I don't know. I stole his fucking jet ski and I ran out of gas in the middle of the bay.
What's, what's he doing out there? Oh, he's just probably taking a shit. Nope, he ran out of fucking gas.
Ain't got no gas.
Ain't got no gas in it. Yeah, leave the fucking Blackbeard. Yarr. Fucking ye old butt pirate to be out in the middle of the sea. No gas.
Did you try to power, or did you just give up?
he swam out there.
Yeah, were you like
to get it back? And like I was trying to help fucking him, but I was paddling fucking back, sloppy drunk. I was like just holding on. he's
throwing we're it gonna back. Die.
You got it, bro. We're bringing it into land.
Fucking Air Force boats are out there fucking picking you up with the crane.
I got fucking retarded sloppy at Tyndall multiple times. Like
it was so much fun.
Because that was really the only thing to do. Like, what were you gonna do? Go hang out on a fucking PCB or just a house party?
Yeah. I remember going like I would grab an ice chest with wheels on it. And then go from dorm to dorm to dorm to dorm. I called it drunken TDY. You know what I mean? And then just fucking go drink their beer, but still have my beer.
Well, yeah, those are walking beers.
It was
awesome.
It was so good. It was
the
so
road
fun.
Sodas.
Especially like, what was it? The nonner dorms, right? So we had the quads and then we had the other one where you had
over
like
by the old gym.
Yeah. Over by the old gym. I would go over there and then drink all their fucking beers because the nonners would be, they'd be like, oh, let's fucking party. Okay. And then on the way back, you'd stop by the security forces dorm and that would get fucking wild. The shit would get broken and then the cops would show up to arrest the cops, you know? Then you'd end up at the other one where the senior airman rooms are. You know which ones I'm talking about? Like right next to the quads, right across from the CAC.
1149?
Yeah,
it was right across from the CAC.
Yeah, it was right across from the CAC where they had a fucking day room. You go up there and play ping pong or pool and shit. There was this one time where this brand new airman who couldn't handle his fucking alcohol drank like a handle of captain and then just got fucking wild and crazy because he lost at a game of pool to girls, to some females, and then started smashing people's windows. Started smashing people's windows and then like three cops showed up. They came out and he started to run and then you see him go boom and then tase him and he just fucking, boom, face planted on the fucking pavement. He was too far from the grass, bro, but it was fucking awesome. He had a bleeding fist and arm because he was breaking windows. And then you just see him like face plant onto the pavement. You're like, oh shit, this is fucking awesome. You know what I mean?
That dude's
like,
probably a chief somewhere.
Probably. Yeah. Yeah, it was funny. It was a good time over there. And then the quads, you know?
Yeah, it was all inclusive. Like you could either party in the fucking area right there in the middle, or like you said, just bounce back and forth between the dorms.
And it was great. I lived down on the bottom floor on the inside, right across from the gazebo. So I would pull a chair out and my ice chest out and then turn my surround sound on. And then I could see people coming down the stairs. And I'm like, hey, let's drink. Hey, let's drink. And then like Stoltz and Pando and those guys would come over and we'd fucking drink Jager bombs
Jacobons.
And then fucking cheese from upstairs, Crawford would come down all the time. Fucking, those are good times, man. I love that place.
Yeah, you're right. We definitely forgot what we had and definitely missed it.
Yeah.
Because you'll never find that again, probably. Not in today's Air Force.
Nope.
Well, and now that we're all grown up, I wouldn't want to go back to Pinellas. I'd rather go to Eglin if I was going to be in that area, you know?
God, I said that like once a week stationed there. Like, fuck, why can't we just be stationed at Eglin? This place sucks.
Yeah.
Eglin's nice.
As a Eglin's kid, Panama really City nice. Was, you know, in our early 20s, it was like the party. Ah, this is awesome. And now I just like with quiet shit, like no stress. I don't want kids throwing beer bottles and shit. I mean, you know?
If you lived out in, like out away from it, you know what I mean? Not in Callaway, but what was the other?
It Sandy like, Creek?
It was like right, you yeah. take Cherry Street all the way down. You know what I'm talking about?
It's yeah, Cherry old Street. Bicycle.
Yeah, old bicycles went to Sandy Creek.
Yeah, out yeah. over the, out over there. If you lived out over there, cool. Great, right? But like living in Callaway, we're pretty close. That kind of shit. Of course, you had those bars out there in Callaway, which is great. I call it yeah. the Callaway Beer Tour that you go to. You you know, one of the, where the 98 split, I would go mm-hmm. there all the time with old Benito and Momo. Yep. And I would drink one of those buckets. You know, they had the buckets that they put the bottles in. I was like, if I could drink this whole fucking thing in this amount of time, then I get it for free. They're like, yeah, okay, whatever, bro. So they filled an entire bucket up of like Natty Light. I just went to town, man. It was awesome.
That's a mistake for a to challenge that with a larger crew chief.
It was so awesome, dude. And then at I go karaoke in that place, and then you go to what was the green building? I forget what
it was the green name. Bar.
Green bar, yeah.
We're like sportsmen's or sports something, but we just call it the green bar.
The green bar, yeah. Where they had all the fucking pool tables, right?
Yep.
Or and then
big old tits work there.
Yes.
Like the first month I was at Elmo, me and a buddy went out to Sutton, and we took 120 beers with us, and we had a 4-day, and we're sitting there, and we're like, bro, we got one beer left. It's like, dude, there's no way we have one beer. Somebody must have stole our beer. We can't have one beer left. Well, finally go to the truck, charge my phone up. It was the fourth day. We had drank all of our beers, and we partied with other people too. We didn't realize we had been up for 4 days just solid drinking beers.
Hell yeah.
In the summer in Alaska, that'll happen.
Yeah.
Dude, the four days at Tyndall were the best because those were the holidays where the class six would sell those 36 packs, like the Coors 36 packs that had the built in ice chest carrier. You know what I'm talking about?
Yep. Yeah, the bag. The bag.
They had the right? bag. So I would go buy like four of those.
Yeah.
I go buy like four or five of those for the fucking weekend and be set, bro. We would go party in the quads and then we go cabrewing. Right, because we go
cabrewing. That shit was fun.
We go out and go cabrewing, and then we fucking go all over the other place. And I fucking probably ran into Jay and you, fucking on those weekends. You know what I mean? Like, cause I was out and about everywhere. Wherever there was a party, there was Big Red Machine. Woo!
Were you on that canoe trip where Renee busted his hand?
Yeah,
that was fucking. I don't even know how he did it.
I don't know either. He just came up and he's like. It hurts.
Yeah. He had to row back. Yeah. It was him and his wife.
Fucking. Yeah.
There was this river that wasn't too far away. I think it was an hour or two that we go to.
Aquafina? Yeah.
Is that what it was called? Yeah. You go to and you go cabrewing out there. Mm-hmm. And it's like, man, I just got hammer trashed. The worst part about it, though, is I lost a brand new pair of dragons. Remember dragon sunglasses? Remember those things?
Yeah.
I bought those like $140. It was black and clear, but it fell in the river and I couldn't see it because they were black and clear. Fucking idiot.
Gone.
Fucking idiot.
I've lost glasses in that river too.
But dude, this one kid, he got so he got so fucked up. He was just sitting on his like tube. And then you'd see him like running into fucking branches and shit like that, not paying attention because he was so trash, just like sitting there pissing on himself. Like, dude, wake up, bro. Like, there's snakes in here.
Yeah, because it would take you damn near all day to fucking tube that thing.
Yeah. 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 And you'd see like moccasins and gators on the side. It was fun. It was a good time. I loved it. I would do it again. Let's go. So let's all meet out there and let's go again.
Let's do it. All right. Fuck, man. That was good times.
What if they built it back up any?
Remember when they had, I don't know if they had the bars down at your squadron, down the 43rd.
Yep.
With the bars. We had bars in the first and second. We had the red zone. And then I've talked about it on multiple episodes, but our commander stocked, was it Amberbach? He filled up the kegs. There were like a couple Amberbachs and then whatever. So every Friday, you know, being on swings, we would just get fucking hammered trash, dude.
Mm-hmm.
It was so good, bro. Then you have the other guys, you know, they couldn't drink. You would drive us home or, you know, you'd fucking, I don't remember getting home, but.
You got to drive like a pirate and close one eye so you're good. You won't see double.
Hit those rubble strips. They'll get you home.
I lived in the dorms, thankfully. So, you know, it was like right there.
You still had to cross.
But
the street,
it fucking sucked too at Tyndall because, like, you went out the maintenance gate, but then you had to cross 98 to go back through another fucking gate.
Yeah. I guess they built a bridge now that goes over.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good.
So you don't have to go in and out of the gates.
Were you guys?
Was that pre-Michael or post-Michael?
After. It was like a month or two ago they opened it.
Were any of you guys augmentees at the time? None of you guys did augmentee work duty over there? Okay, so I did for like 6 months. And
Jesus.
Yeah, I had to drive. I drove one day on the highway, fucking, you know, just patrolling, whatever. And they were like, there's this lady jumping out of a fucking car down the, it was past the gate and then towards like where the forest is or whatever, down towards Mexico Beach.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
So I had to pass through both intersections going fucking hoping not to get hit, right, in the fucking patrol car.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, fuck. Oh. You know, kind of closing your eyes as you go through there because, you know, you got dumbasses going through there, especially like officers, you know, officers' wives are like, yeah, if I can, you know, salute me like you salute. What do you mean? I can't get on base. Yeah, dude.
Your fucking cat card's expired.
Dude,
stupid bitch.
Doing augmentee duty is a different beast, bro, especially dealing with those people. But I brought that up because of we were talking about the intersection, just flying through there, dude. Like, I had to go through it once to go down there to go find him. Then they're like, oh, well, apparently we passed it because we didn't get a description of the vehicle until we were, like, further down. So I had to fucking whip the bitch and go back through it, back up towards the housing. Here's Bonita Bay and then the housing on the right side, right?
Yeah,
that was the hood housing over there.
Yeah. So I had to we had to chase this fucking car down and then pull him over and then figure out it was like some lady who was suicidal and then some dude who had a bunch of warrants. So we had to fucking arrest them both and wait for like Bay County to come out and pick them up. So it was a good
time. Did you tase them?
I couldn't carry a taser.
Shot him.
I couldn't carry a taser.
He was like,
you
whistle.
It would have been so fucking rad, but it was a good time. It was cool because like I was driving. And the dude in the passenger side was like, fucking go, bro. I was like, huh? And so I just fucking mashed on it, dude. It was so good to drive a fucking Air Force cruiser, allegedly. Allegedly.
Blackbeard, do you remember Judy Chop?
Yeah.
So we're still in hot training at Tyndall, and he had CQ duty one night. But him and this other dude had met these 40-something-year-old chicks. And at the time, Judy's like, 18, 19. He's like, man,
what a stud.
Man, I gotta go see about these men. This might be the only chance I ever get to be with a cougar. Man, I gotta try this out. But I got CQ. What am I gonna do? I'm like, all right, well, I'll cover for you. What are the odds? So he's like, all right,
CQ at 10.
I went here in hot training. And so he comes to my room and he gives me his blouse top. And so it gets to be 8 o'clock or whatever, and I go down there in the office, and sure enough, the MTL that walks in is our instructor. And he's like, "Hey, what's up, Biggs?" I'm like, "Oh, hey, what's going on?" And I just played it off. I was so scared. And like 30 minutes into it, he's like, "Hey, by the way, we're just going to say Judy Chop. Judy Chop's supposed to work. And I noticed you're wearing this blouse top. What's going on with that?"
You had a shirt on.
Yeah. Because I was trying to. Oh, we didn't think it was going to be our instructor that was the sergeant, you know? So.
Damn, dude. You know what? He could have figured, he could have found some cougars. I mean, they wouldn't have been that
They're
great.
Everywhere down there.
Well, down at that, or what was the...
Everywhere.
Well, and so these girls lived in country Alabama. Bar.
Remember,
so
the
he was past the mileage.
Are you talking about Stetson's?
Was it Stetson's? That country, yeah. That old
in the
fucking
backwoods?
Wooden country bar?
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
I only went there once, and that's all I needed.
Dude, I went there... I went there a few times. It was fun. It was a good time. Like, we were trying
it
to
had
leave.
Two stories. It had like a big open like dance floor and then like balconies around it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I remember going there multiple times. It was
Did they have a bull? I think they had a mechanical bull in the...
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
So I called him and I'm like, "Dude, you gotta get back. We're caught. We're found out." He's like, "Oh man. Well, I'm shit hammered drunk, so I'm on my way." I'm like, "Okay." And he was like 2 hours away, and somehow he made it in like 45 minutes. Comes sliding into the parking lot. "Yes, sir." I'm like, "Wow, bro, you reek. How'd you get through the gate?" "I just didn't stop."
Oh, shit.
that's what I was getting through with that went. Story.
Just went. Yeah, it was crazy how many people went out and got, like a friend of mine, he went out one Halloween night, got all fucked up, and then rolled his car. Out in the boondocks, but wasn't in his car when the cops rolled up, so they couldn't put him in the car.
They still
took him to jail, which he called me at 5 a.m. and was like, "Hey man, I need you to come pick me up." I was like, "All right, where are you bro?" "I'm like 2 hours away." "Oh fuck." Like, "Fuck, dude." And then on the way back, it's like, you know, we're gonna have to like call somebody about this, right? Or it's gonna get worse. So we had to go straight to like the first shirt's office on a Saturday morning. Yeah, it wasn't a good time. But it wasn't a good time, but they never put him in the car. So he never got fucking charged.
But did the Air Force fucking bend him over?
So the Air Force tried to take it, right? The Air Force was like, "Hey, we want this case, right? Because we want this kid because he'd been in trouble before." And so, but the county was like, "Nope. Because this, hey man, we ain't giving this to you because this is gonna be some good money for the county. So fuck you," right? So apparently they got him for, I forget what they got him for, but yeah, eventually he got
like leaving the scene of a crime or something.
No, it was something like bad conduct or some shit like that. Oh. They couldn't get him for anything else, right? Because he didn't leave the scene.
Yeah, because
he was still there. He was just outside of his car when the police showed up, so they couldn't.
I don't
know
what happened.
Guy was fucking driving.
You couldn't put him in the vehicle, right?
Yeah.
But yeah.
So I had a buddy that stone cold sober rolled his vehicle, and it's right there.
Oh yeah, I did.
And,
on the way
the
home.
The thing about that, you know, if there's a wreck on the one, then I mean, you can be late to work. It's the only way in and out. But I had got there early that day, so I still had to work.
I shut down the whole Glen.
It's because of all those tornadoes. You got saved, dude.
Yeah, that's what saved me.
Yeah, it's all those fucking tornado wrappers in there that saved the fuck out of you, dude.
They packed the wound with the wrappers.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, 17 years in, bro. Are you still enjoying a couple tornadoes at the shop at now and again?
Every once in a while, yeah.
Every once
Mainly
in a while.
Now it's whenever the kids want them.
What's your favorite one? Which one is your favorite one?
Oh, it's got to be like the sausage and egg breakfast one.
Ooh, that one's a good one. I like the pancake, the French toast pancake one.
Yep.
You know what I'm talking about? Oh,
Yep.
So good. I just had four of them the other day, actually.
Oh, perfect.
Four of them. And
at one time, just put them in there.
Yeah. So I was at the shop at gas station getting ready to go to Arizona. And I was like, you know what? Fuck this dark shit. And then went and grabbed like four tornadoes and rain instead of, because I usually drink a Monster with them. I grabbed a rain, 300 milligrams of caffeine and four fucking tornadoes.
I didn't think about it.
Except for the day, bro.
Or the buffalo chicken. I bet that's why I like the bread so good.
Probably. Those are pretty good.
Yeah, they're delicious.
Chevron has tornadoes, and that's, I had one of the fucking pancakes.
Are they bigger ones, though?
No, they look the same size.
When did you have one?
A few weeks ago.
And you didn't post it? You didn't post it?
The first time I had the sausage and pancake one.
I tried to post it on the page. Like, remember the last time I did? I posted the purple monster with the, I think it was like six tornadoes.
But all of them. Just grabbed them all.
Dude, if you don't get there and get them from the shop at here at Camp Eddie, bro,
yeah,
they're gone, dude.
At lunch, like, I would get all of them. Anyone that was left,
yeah,
like, grab them all. Those are hot dogs. I'd buy them out of all their hot dogs.
The hot dogs.
If you're like just in the car, one biting them. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like to do the grab a bag of chips and then fucking fill the chili up there.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? The chili mm-hmm. dispenser, the chili and cheese. Man. The shop bed is so bad for diets, bro. But so fucking good. So
when
good.
When I was on mids, I would hang around the shop for like an hour after I cut back or I got, you know, turnover, just so I could get the fresh ones that they had just got finished.
Yeah, if you get there at like 5 a.m. though, like 5:30, they're fresh.
Yeah.
Super fresh. But now they have a pizza joint in there too. They also have like a little have like a pizza stand in there that you can order the pizza on your phone and go pick it up. Yeah, technology. I've seen I've seen airmen who live in the dorms here that will roll in like, hey, I ordered pizza, and they'll fucking grab a pizza. Because it's at the Shop Edu. Yeah. Shop Edu.
That's the staple of all military lives.
Yes.
Hey, man. So, when you visit, if you visit Edwards, dude, you fucking go there, bro. Have you ever been to Edwards?
No, I kind of despise California, but it's not for, you know, any certain reasons except for it's California, but I probably wouldn't mind going out there just to check it out. I've heard a lot of cool shit about Edwards, but we'll see where the road takes me.
If you plan on staying on 35s after you get out, we'll see you here.
You'll suck you in.
We'll see you when you get here.
Get trapped.
Yeah, either that or Fort Worth.
Fort Worth.
I don't know, it was weird. Oh, there you go. Like, it was weird a couple months ago before we left, an Alaska Raptor came down for depot. And for the first time in my career, I was like, shit, I don't know if I'm allowed over there. Like, you know what I mean? So I walked over, or I drove over there, and I was talking to the guys, and they're like, how much time you got left in the military? I was like, oh, a little over 3 years. And they're like, call us when you fucking retire.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They're going to try and fucking get you in, bro. I'd be all right with that. Was it Lockheed Martini?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You'll see a lot of guys when they're starting to get out, if they're around contracting companies, they'll go over there and start like trying to be buddy best friends, like GA. When we were deployed when I was in the desert, you'd see guys who were at Holloman who were deployed there too. They would come over and then like start, you know, hey, schmoozing the fucking site leads and stuff and trying to be friends, you know, hey, what's up? Hey, what's up, guys? Or over at Nellis, when I was at M1, you'd see active duty guys who are about to retire come over and start, you know, hey, shaking hands, what's up, hey man, you know, fucking. But well, I mean, you've got a network,
I was gonna say, as much time as he's got, you'd be surprised at the amount of people, you know, that are in positions to help you with stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, start networking now, dude. Be like, hey man, you know, I'm looking to get out. You know, and if you want to stay in that shit, cool. If you don't want to stay in that shit, cool. But
we'll see how the end of the road takes me. So I mean, it's been a pretty busy past 12 months. Like I said, last year at Elmendorf, I deployed in November, got back in April, fucking PCS'd, rolled down the hill, and then we left in November again. So it's like, I haven't had really too much time to sit down and set roots. So, but yeah. It'll be all right.
Do you have your degree? Any degree done? Huh? Do you have a degree done?
Never heard of her.
Fucking yep. Get school done.
I know. Yeah. I know.
Clip it, okay.
When we're in, everybody fucking tells you, you know, you're always like, yeah, fuck school. I'm going to go out here and stay on the flight line. But when you get to a certain point, like we've been in this business, like Blackbeard and I have been in this business for a long time. Okay. In the contracting world, you get to a point where you have to have the degree in order to move.
Yeah.
Okay. Not where you were.
Right.
But on the east side where I'm at, you have to have a degree to move.
If you want to be an engineer.
I don't want to be in the L world. I want to be in the E world because that's where they make all the money and that's what runs a company.
Right.
Whatever.
Let's
be real. Let's be real. They put the company around.
They act like they run the place.
E codes. Okay.
The L codes.
They make more money. Okay. They make it happen, but they don't realize that. They always just cater to the engineer side. So
like just even like CCAF, like whenever I was doing all that, back then you couldn't, the only thing I had to actually take was a speech class, but now I've heard you can actually clep a speech class too.
Yeah, you can.
Yep, you can. And like having it done, you're a better candidate because you have the real world experience. You've already got the vocational stuff.
Yeah.
And then you've got your degree. Then you're just like, all right, let's go. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Now that like when I got the hill, I got put in, I'm an exploiter now finally. So I'm not necessarily grinding every day. So when I actually get back to hill, I'm going to set a goal down to actually like complete at least my CCAF for the time being. So
get that shit done, bro. It's harder when you get out, man. It's harder when you get out because you get older. You're just like, God damn it.
Yeah.
I don't remember this stuff. Yeah.
But yeah, it'll get done. I mean, you know, everybody says that, but you're right. You're not the only one who's told me that. So it just needs to happen. I just need to be in a fucking spot at home for at least 6 to 8 months to figure shit out. So.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, you're going to make rank again.
Yeah, or you could do what in. Hubble did. Hubble did a 180, right? And he's going, isn't he going IT shit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's going way away from airplanes.
Yeah, he's that like, dude used to like, fuck crush airplanes. Beers. Yeah. He used to crush beers, and now he's a fucking computer nerd.
Yeah, sober. He doesn't drink anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's got hair. Like, come on, man. I love you, Hubble. You're a good dude, man.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll fucking bring him on again. We'll bring all you guys on again if you want.
It'll be a 43rd gathering.
Dude. Hornets.
There you go.
God, that shit was so lame when they would say that. I'm like,
Hornets, get stung!
We bone our own, right?
Yep.
Dude, that fucking patch, though. Whoever made the patch with the wasp boner. And with the dick and balls, you know what I'm talking about? You know which one I'm talking
about. Yeah, I've seen it. Yeah.
Fucking so awesome. Yeah, I don't know. I was a drive by your guys' squadron in the Coleman.
Be and jealous yell, and drooling.
And no,
I wish I was a Raptor guy.
I would yell obscenities at you guys, and then I'd be like, Starscream! You know what I mean? Like, because it's fucking Transformer. So, you know, I was an idiot, though. Still am. But it was a good time.
Man, I think one of the craziest things I remember about the 15s being there is, you remember when it hit that light post?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it just laid on that canopy and was like, the hell's going on here?
Yeah. That guy was a lead instructor pilot, dude. So he was a lead instructor. I don't know. You've been doing this for fucking years. Were you looking at porn on your fucking brand new iPhone? What were you doing?
Yeah.
Or did you hear about us towing to the hush house and pulling a landing gear out of the front.
I heard about that. Yeah,
I was on that tow. That was a great tow.
Hell yeah.
Was not a great tow. It was, dude, it was like fucking 5:36 in the morning. Last thing we had to do on mids before we went home. And it was like, all right, let's go. Boom. Wheel hit the fucking sand because he turned it too sharp.
Just were sunk. You souping?
No, I was a wing walker on the left side where, on the opposite side of the tire that went into the sand.
Right. And
he just, the people in the Coleman couldn't hear him. Couldn't hear the whistles or whatever, I guess. I don't know. But he was just like, and then you just saw the fucking nose gear come out like a toothpick. Yeah. But the craziest thing was the brake rider was out of the aircraft before the motherfucker hit the ground. So I don't know how he flew out, whatever, but he was on the ground as it's bouncing.
Oh, gah, shit.
Gah, 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 gah.
Like we were in a demo for the, I know who it was, but I'm not going to say the names, even though we did it. But they went to do a tow, and they didn't move the vent thing, the APU vent in the slots.
Oh, when it hit the tail?
Yeah. Dude, it put a gash like 10 inches deep into that vert.
That was that big guy. What the fuck was his
name? It was Spud and Coonsmore, yeah. And I can't remember Spud. Who else.
Yeah.
There was one more recently done up there that
too. Tell your story about your tow job? I heard about that. At Elmo. Blaine was telling me about it.
Who was?
Blaine. He said there's a video.
Oh yeah, I got the video, dude. Like in all the years, like all the stupid shit that we did at Tyndall and everything, right? You know, I never expected to get in trouble the way that I did for that tow when I really had nothing to do with it. I was a tow driver, right? Fucking good dudes on that tow, you know what I mean? It's just, like you were saying, Red is the last thing we had to do on fucking mid shift.
Always. That's always the fucking Widowmaker, dude, right there.
Yeah.
It always is.
We towed a jet at a fuel barn. We towed a jet out of fuel barn and like, I don't think when you guys were at Elmo, the 525 had like open parking next to the kennels. So we were towing a jet there, fucking pulled it in. I stopped, super got out. I'm driving, right? And sitting there waiting for him to check the tires and tell me to roll forward or whatever. And all of a sudden I hear like a fucking loud knock and I look back and the jet's rolling into the ditch.
Oh,
Shit. So tow bar connected or anything, or just
so the tow bar was connected, like he disconnected it from the tire.
Oh,
and I was like, what the fuck?
No chalk,
no chalks. It just
Jesus Christ,
what was he thinking?
Damn, dude, fucking rookie, bro. Who the fuck is that tow super fucking rookie motherfucker?
Like I said, man, shit just happened. So one time, we're sitting in the truck up there, and first goes are coming back on day shift. And I'm leaning up there, looking around. I'm right by the expediter. I'm like, hey, bro, is that jet missing a panel? He's like, holy shit. And it was coming back. And I forget what it is, but it's on top of the number one. There's that big panel. And the whole panel, it was in supply. When we finally found it.
That sounds that sounds like Caruso.
Yep. You see the screw bag.
Yeah, man.
Whoops.
Oh. Yeah, we would get I remember doing EOR and then this fucking we sent up a jet and then they called me at the EOR fucking check. Hey, there's a panel missing. Did you see it when you fucking launched it? I'm like, yes, it was there. Be in my office. Oh shit. Fuck. Yeah. Good time. Apparently it flown off in flight. It wasn't that big. It was the I don't know. Well, you guys have never worked 15s, so
was it the silver dollar panel?
You've worked 15s.
Was it the silver dollar panel on the bottom?
It was a bunch of them. There's like four of them.
No, it was where you hooked the ECS.
I thought that was a door. That was a door.
Yeah. Yeah, so that came off in flight.
Oh shit. Gotcha.
Somehow, some way.
The door with the pushy latches?
Yeah, the little releasers.
They came off in flight somehow, some way.
Yeah, it happens.
Did you see it? Was it there? Yes, it was there.
It's still
of course it was.
It's still in Red's lounge bag in his closet. to this day.
Yeah. So they kept me on EOR for a few more months ever. After that. A few more months. Gotta make sure that shit's there. All right. Stay on EOR.
I mean, EOR was cake.
Dude, that shit was so fun, bro.
Nobody's out there messing with you.
Get out, go run, and especially like during the winter when it was like 75 degrees. I could just go fucking
just cold.
I could go lay around out on the pad, you know, out on the fucking pad when nobody's out there. Just kicking back with my head on a chalk, you know, waiting for fucking airplanes to come in, allegedly.
Allegedly. I think the worst thing at Tyndall was doing pits.
Yeah, it would never end.
Oh, down over there by the trim pad,
before the
right?
trim pad, yeah, right before the trim pad.
And it was always at like fucking 12, 1 o'clock when the sun's just beating down on your ass. You're just like, oh, this is miserable.
That's the best.
EOR and CAC Duty, I'm going to say, are one of my favorites.
CAC Duty was pretty fun, yeah.
CAC Duty.
Yeah, that was a good... Being at the CAC was fucking awesome, dude.
Yeah. And the Panama schedule we had?
Yeah. It's a combat alert, Red.
So I never did a full like rotation up there. I just filled in. But yeah, I could have got used to doing that shit.
I did like six of them while I was up there. And the first one, they're like, okay, you're going to the CAC. And I got there and they're like, you haven't even set up. You're an A1C. Why are you here? Nobody's ever been an A1C here. They're like, well, he's here. Let's see how he does. I mean, it's pretty simple. It's pretty chillaxed.
You got there and you were like, did someone say cog?
No, when I went to the CAC, Billy hooked me up because I failed the PT test and Chief was about to fucking kill me because I failed it. And fucking Billy's like, you're going to the CAC. You need to go hide out there before the Chief sees you.
You're going to the cog.
Was that Chief D?
DeVeet.
Yeah, DeVeet.
Yeah.
Man, it was.
Did you do the Combat Alert Center on 15s as well, or just Raptors?
Just Raptors.
I know you did. Oh, yeah, just Raptors. Okay. Yeah. Oh shit! So Ellendorf was your first base.
Well, I was supposed to be at Tyndall, and then I ended up going to. So basically, it ended up being my first base. But it was. Yeah. And when I got there, it was they were just like the day after I got there. They launched out the last 15 at the 90th. So they still had the 12th and they still had the 19th. And when I got there, it was 12th and then for like 3 days. Then they sent me to the 19th for like 4 days. And then they're like, oh, you're supposed to be at the 90th. And so then that's how it worked out.
Nice.
But you guys were probably at Shepherd together.
That's what I was saying. I'm surprised.
When did you go through tech school?
Let's see. It was... the beginning of 08.
Oh, yeah, I was already done and gone. I was already at Tyndall. Because I got to Tyndall in November of 07.
I remember when I first saw you. Well, wet behind the ears.
Mm-hmm.
It was that fucking... When Stoltz and Fleming were living together.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, fucking Fleming. Yeah, because he just flipped his fucking car. Or, no, Stoltz
flipped
his car, yeah.
Yeah, Stoltz wrecked that... it was a 350Z with Fleming.
350, yeah. Yeah.
Is it the same Fleming I know?
No, different guy.
Yeah, had a big ass fucking scar on his head from wrecking that damn car.
Yeah.
Didn't he try and sue Stoltz?
Yeah, I think he did sue his insurance or something.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Why would you sue Stoltz?
Stoltzy boy.
Oh, yeah. Stoltz, love that guy.
You guys remember Buffo?
Buffo, no.
No.
So I was friends with that guy in tech school, and we were like, oh yeah, we're both gonna be at Tyndall together. And then switched my shit. And I talked to him a couple months later. He was like, they hate me, man. This is just not the job for me. And so I guess they put him checking out tools. And he finished his whole deal in support and never went back to the flight line because they didn't like him and he didn't like it.
He must have been on 15s.
He was a 15 guy. I don't know where he was at, but he was a blonde kid. And he was jacked. It was funny because he just lifted. That was like his whole life was lifting weights. And his last name was Buffo.
Buffo.
Kind of like
the only jack dude I remember. The only jack dude I remember is who was that dude doing steroids? He was a 15 cat that came down. DeWeese?
Oh, you're thinking of Delatre.
No, not Joel.
That's the only like fit dude that I remember.
Oh, then he must have came down after you left.
Deweese.
But yeah, I don't know.
I don't know Deweese.
Huh. Yeah. Yeah, I heard Elmo's got a so what we used to do is get all the kids that were in the dorms, we'd get all their numbers, and then for lunches, somebody would take off and go get all the lunches in one of the trucks and bring them back. And somebody a few weeks ago was telling me now there was a like a flat kitchen or something that they built.
Yeah, it's right queue, next bro. To the hey, it's right next to the 90th.
You can't compete with the queue. Cannot
no
big with the queue big dogs.
No. Good try, bitches.
It was not
the
as
queue
good as
was fucking top notch for what it was.
Yeah. That's right.
And when I left, they were about to finish up. They were building something on Hotel Row. I don't know if it was more slots or what.
Yeah, there's two rows of slots up there.
Only the new ones and the old ones. The new ones fucking take forever to open the doors.
Yeah, and the heat don't work in them half the damn time.
Remember those palm trees by the queue? Remember those? Have those little fucking airplanes, the prop jobs and the
Mickey Mouse.
The palm trees. So those palm trees were right behind Baker Row, and guys who were running jets would try and blow those, allegedly, would try and blow those fucking palm trees out when they did, you know, when they scavenge, right? Because 100s, you got to scavenge, dude. Come on.
Mm-hmm. You got to scavenge every engine. No
every engine.
Every engine. Yeah.
Bro, you try and blow the fuck out of those palm trees, and you just see them there. Hoping that they go over. Never went over. Somebody's toolbox went over on their feet and ankle, but you know, hey.
Who was it that blew the door off the 43rd beard?
Well, I don't know.
The sliding fucking, was it the support door?
It was one of my I thought it was Eller.
It might have been.
Yeah.
Fuck, man. Yeah, because he was on, what was that row? Charlie Row,
yeah.
Right in front of the squadron, yeah.
Just giving her the beans.
Dude, that was the worst. Okay, so you guys were down there. The worst part was having to push a box all the way down there.
We felt the same way when we had to go to fucking Hangar 1 or 2.
Yeah, we had to push a box from Hangar 2 because we had to go when they were loading lives or whatever, or if we were like transferring a jet. We couldn't go get anything from Hangar 5, so we'd have to fucking hoof a box all the way down. God damn it. Fucking assholes. And then they make the fat guy do it like, Arn, you need this exercise, so just go fucking do it. You guys are dicks.
As you see, like, Age drive by with an empty low boy, like, you motherfuckers.
Yeah. It's like, come
flipping
on,
you off as they drive
hey,
by.
Can you help? Like, hey, are you okay? Yeah, I'm okay. Okay, bye.
Fuck you.
You know, like, get fucked, Airman. Cool. Great. Yeah.
Everybody drives past you in the expedited truck pointing and laughing.
Yeah, basically, you're like, throw me a monster. You need water. You don't need a monster. I need a monster. You're right? Yeah.
I'm squirting you with the wash fluid.
Yes.
Do you remember, Beard, do you remember whenever old little Tony picked up that truck magnet and threw it at Eller?
TBT?
Yeah.
The truck magnet from the front?
Yeah.
That would hang off the front?
I'm surprised you could pick that up.
Because, and you know, it's hot in Florida, and Eller threw a bucket of water on him, and he got fucking mad.
Dude,
picked this fucking magnet up and just, yeet.
Our expediters, like, fucked with the windshield washers on the truck, so whenever they drive by you, they just fucking
squirt the shit out of you.
You're like, God damn it. Or you'd have guys in the back that would bring fucking, you know, those water sprayers to work, allegedly.
Yep.
They would be in the back of the fucking expediter truck just spraying the shit out of you as you're driving by.
Yeah, the bug sprayers.
Yeah, down the 15s, man. We had, it was a lot of shenanigans. A and B flight, we would like, they would be stopped. And so a group of us would go into the B flight truck and then capture their expediter, basically, and like pull him out of his seat. And then fucking throw them in the back of the truck. And so then you'd see B flight fucking come back and then get, you know, get revenge and then take somebody out, right? You know, and then you see us fucking wrestle on the flight line. I don't know how the fuck we got away with it in front of like officers and shit like that. You know what I mean? Or like you'd see the Wing King driving around in his fucking car. I don't know how we got away with all that bullshit, but
they didn't care back then.
Yeah, just a different time.
It was like, look, they're all having fun. That's a team. Yeah. That's a team right there, you know? Like, or like undoing people's wheels, you know what I mean? Or the frame. So when they pushed it, the fucking box would come off the frame. Oop. Oh shit. I don't know what happened. Tools everywhere.
Mm. Fucking support.
So good. Yeah. So good. Yeah, or like accidentally kicking over, or I mean, hydro buckets falling over, you know what I mean? Or fuel buckets falling over.
Whoops.
You're like, oh shit. Like, that's not supposed to happen. Not supposed to happen. Or like
the Bowser would be nowhere in sight. It's always like the opposite side of the fucking flight line. You're like, fuck, I don't want to go over there.
Especially when it rained. Especially when it rained, because then you're just like, oh, I mean, it did washed away. You know, it blends in, right? Because you don't know. Oops.
It's back to the earth.
Yes.
I accidentally kicked it. And I don't know what happened. Or people would let fuel tubes fall out of the airplanes. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because we had the big plastic fuel tubes that we had to fucking put in the bottom.
Yeah.
And they would just like let them fall out, and then oh no, oh, there goes the fuel. Oops,
what do we do?
I don't know what happened. Did you guys find any like crazy, like animals or crazy anything on the flight line or underneath airplanes at all ever that wasn't supposed to be there?
I never really did. No.
Frogs.
Yeah, there's frogs like everywhere, frogs. Tyndall. But
we found out.
I found a weird snake in Guam one time, and I was like, I'm not fucking touching that thing. Like, it was curled up in the fucking chalk and shit, and I was like, nope.
Yeah. So that's fucking Mikey's trouser snakes.
We got there one time, and everybody went out hog hunting, and it was like Friday, and so when somebody was in the woods with and they found this snake and they killed it. They brought it back.
Oh, like normal hog hunting or like?
Yeah, like real hunting. Like.
Oh, sorry.
Whale, I thought it was other hog hunting.
So then we
took it was other hog hunting.
We took a string and I would knock on people's door and then have that string going up through the stairway. And when they would come out, I'd pull the string and the snake would pop up. And we did that to like everybody. And just thought it was hilarious because we're smashed drunk. And then Monday we had our safety thing, you know, everywhere you get to, and it was a brown tree snake.
Yeah.
So all weekend we're wasted playing with like one of the most deadly snakes on the planet. And then we found out later.
goddamn safety brief. Yeah, dude. So hog hunting, bro, we figured out, or our instructor in tech school told us what hog hunting was, right? Come from Arizona, never heard of that shit. He told us what hog hunting was. Not hog hunting, but you know, hog hunting.
Well, yeah.
And so we named our class the Hog Hunters, right? Because we were always talking about hog hunting at Shepherd. Like, we'd always make a plan. Yeah. Go out, someone take one for the team, and then we'll just hook our fucking trailer up to a truck and drag that shit, right? But the instructor was like, yeah, your buddies go in and steal all of her shit. You don't got to steal her trailer. It's like, well, I mean, stealing the trailer is basically stealing all of it. Anyways,
that's where she lives.
Anyways, we were getting our class pictures. And so the picture lady was like, hog hunters, what does that mean? The instructor was like, stopped us really quick. And he was like, they really hate A-10s. They just really hate A-10s. That's what it is.
Nice cover.
It's a real quick cover. But it was funny. It was a good time. So we would always joke about going hog hunting over at Stage West, you know, and all that other shit and fucking Shepherd.
It was Dragon's West.
As many times as I went to Fatty's in Alaska,
Stage West, dude.
I don't remember the real name of that bar.
I don't either.
We just always called it in Alaska. There's a bar there everybody calls Fatty's. And because that's what's there.
Yeah. Is it Woolly Boogers out there?
And
they closed that bar.
Mm.
Yeah, fucking COVID ruining his country.
Damn, man.
Killed fatties.
Listen.
Another fatty.
The kokanee stopped flowing, bro, and you can go over to the other province, dude.
Yeah. And there was that other bar that's like four bars in one, and it's the it's like a log cabin.
Oh, Homies.
Coots,
yeah.
And our pro super, we called him Moose. He was probably gone by the time you got there, but I think he
probably retired.
But huge dude, almost my size. And he would wear the bike riding gloves with the hard plastic, and he was the bouncer there. And so there was one time I showed up, and he's like, yeah, you can't come in. You got to go sober up. So I walked across the street, stood in the parking lot, smoked a cigarette, and I came back. I was like, I feel sober. He's like, no, you, like, tomorrow you can come. You're not coming in today. I'm like, okay. So I got my truck, and I drove home.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Yeah. And so then another time I was up there, and he let me in, and I didn't even start anything. Somebody else spilled a drink on me, and I'm sure,
Mikey. Did you lose your glasses again?
Well, here he shows up, and he's like, I'm going to have one of my guys escort you out. And it's hard because you haven't seen me in real life. But so I'm almost 7 foot tall, and he's got this midget walking behind me, kicking me and cussing the whole time. That's who kicked me out of Coots.
Was it a midget or just a normal-sized person?
No, it was an actual midget that worked there.
Real ankle biter.
Yeah, Moose was just following us, laughing his ass off.
So, Stoner, I know that you've already told us a couple of funny moments, but you got like one TDY that sticks out after Jay and after you have anything after that? Like within the last, because you left when? When did you leave there, Blackbeard?
2012?
When did you stop working with them?
I left Tyndall in 2010.
Yeah.
2010.
Okay.
Anything
I remember
post
we were
2010.
Yeah, we were TDY to 10 or not. Was it New Orleans again? Mm-hmm. And we had a fucking red ball for Urquhart doors. And of course, weapons didn't have the breakout box in the truck with them. And this dude comes running out, not even paying attention. He's just fucking running with the box. And he runs directly behind the exhaust and like just ass over tea kettles, dude, in the fucking on the asphalt and just fucks his shit up. And I was like, that is by far the greatest moment I've ever experienced in my life.
Shit. That's
awesome.
Because
it was a weapons troop, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Fucking idiot. Damn, dude.
That's fucking great.
But yeah, like luckily, you know, being at J-Bear, I've been able to experience the world, but. Probably the coolest TDY I was on was we did the air show in Singapore in 2018, and that was fucking dope.
Hell yeah. That's cool, man.
So, yeah.
Do the tornadoes taste the same at each shopette?
That's a tough question. I'm going to have to go no.
Interesting.
Mm.
Or each base, do they taste the same? Because I know that we had tornadoes at the queue, and those were delicious.
Yeah.
But then you go to the shopette at Tyndall, and it was glorious.
Yeah.
Right? The ones here are okay. And the ones at Nellis gave me food poisoning. Okay. So
perfect.
So they're different. Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm asking you because like I've been at other couple bases and you've been, you know, they got to have a shop at where you're at, right?
Yeah.
Now?
Yeah.
So, okay. Have you had a tornado from there yet?
Yeah.
So they don't taste the same.
Nope.
I asked.
I don't know if it's something they put on the rollers or what, but it's, yeah, it's not the same.
The grease of rollers with. I asked Mandatory Fun Day when he was live, when he was doing a live the other day, if tornadoes on Air Force Base or on Army bases taste the same as Air Force bases. And he was like, he said the question, he's like, no, they just taste more expensive when they're over at an Air Force. Yeah.
The high class ones.
I keep bugging him, dude. I keep bugging him to try to get him on the podcast. Like, I've emailed him.
Sent that'd
him
be dope.
I've sent him, I've DM'd him. And I've hit him up on his fucking lives, dude. I'm trying to get him. To get him, bro.
I always thought the, I don't know. I think I bought most of my tornadoes at Elmo on Fort Rich.
You know what? That's right. It was on the way out is when I'd get all my tornadoes.
Was the Army?
Because I would always go out. Yeah.
Go out so you got Army tornadoes?
Yeah. Well, it was joined together. It was like.
Yeah,
They joined based Elmendorf Richardson.
It was a blue-green
09, I think.
Tornadoes.
Yeah.
Because when I got there, it was still Elmo and Fort Rich.
It was after it had to have been after 10 because it changed shortly after I got there to J Bear.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And then Navy bases, I don't know, like Big Navy, I never had a problem with their tornadoes. But I always thought it was weird that each branch has like its own fast food place.
Yeah. Like, well, between the Navy and the Air Force.
Like the Navy was like what, McDonald's, I think?
Yeah, they had McDonald's.
And we had Burger King's.
Yep.
Let's see. I'm trying to remember what's on Pax River.
It's probably McDonald's. And then they have like the other ones, like Charlie's is on fucking like every base.
Yeah, that's fucking everywhere.
Yeah.
Dude, the best part about being on a Navy base is going into the BX or PX, whatever the fuck they call it, with
NEX.
With like a hat on and then sunglasses on, and then being a civilian and messing with the gunnies or like the Marines that are there, because they'll just sit around. They'll go to the BXs and they'll look for people
waiting to fuck somebody up
right? They'll come fucking charging over you, yelling at you, and then they see your beard and they're like, have a good day. Yeah, and then fucking walk off.
Like, get it's a fucking life, dude.
Best. It's the best fucking with them, dude. It's the funniest because they just go hunt those fucking lower enlisted guys just to fuck with them because they got nothing else to do. You're sitting at a desk all day drinking coffee. Like, you're going to get fucking super agitated and like the coffee, so much coffee is just going to like overwhelm you and you got to get up and move. So what's best to do? Well, you don't want to go do PT, right? Because PT for PT. So now you want to go where, A, you're going to be able to eat. So you're going to be able to stay there all day. You're going to be able to get drinks and shit, right? Because you're there at the shop. You're there at the BX. And then you have all those things everywhere. And then you see people who are fucking up on a constant basis. You're out of ranks. Especially gunnery sergeants, dude. Those guys. They love fucking people up.
Love eating ass.
Yeah, they do.
I'm trying to think of the name of that base.
Fort Sphincter.
Sphincter Eaters.
It's Fort in Germany.
Colon Blow.
It's a huge base, but their BX is like an actual mall. Like there's a Harley dealership inside the BX.
Wow. What the fuck?
Yeah. Oh, you know what?
A BX
like a mall.
That's Italy.
I've been to Fort Bliss, which is an army base out in El Paso. Their BX is a fucking mall, dude. It's huge, bro. Huge.
Maybe it's Spangala.
The one at Elmo was pretty big.
Yeah.
This one had fucking a big Under Armour store, a fucking like a Texas Roadhouse in it. A Denny's. There was so much shit at Fort Bliss, like huge. A fuck ton, bro.
So it was bigger than Lackland's?
Yes. It was fucking huge.
And Lackland's was pretty fucking big.
It was huge. You could go buy a Harley there too at Fort Bliss. But
charge the star card.
Charge it.
Star cards.
Hell yeah, dude. I got a star card. I just opened star card not too long ago. Not too bad. No, hey, listen. When I had a star card first off in the Air Force, okay, we didn't get along very well, okay, because I was a broke airman.
Yeah, my shit just got charged off, I think.
We did
finally paid it off.
We did not get along too well because I was a broke airman, didn't pay my bills, okay? Now that I can somewhat pay my bills, we get along again. So
Cheap Shop would take his star card and go buy $100 Visa gift cards because he was broke. And somehow, I don't know how, but somehow he got like a $10,000 limit right when he got his star card.
Ooh.
And so he'd be broke at the end of the 2 weeks. And I'd be like, man, you want to do something? I ain't got no money. Oh, dude, it's fine. I got a star card. I'm like, yeah, but you can only use it there. No, I got this thing I've worked out. And he'd go buy $200 or $300 gift cards. And then we'd go party because you can use those Visa gift cards wherever. And after like 8 months, I'm like, well, you want to do the star card thing? He's like, no, I maxed out my star card, man.
Dude, I got a USAA card. Okay. When I was a fucking A1C, got a USAA card because I was like, yeah, okay, I need some little extra cash. It was like 10 grand off the rip, dude. I was like, what? Let's go. I was an idiot.
as most of us were at that age.
Now I have one prepaid credit card, and I try to keep my balance at $10 each month.
Smart.
Finally, in my 40s, I finally figured it out.
You know, it's a these things are necessary evil, though. You know what I mean? They're a necessary evil. Yeah, what else? Okay, hey, okay. Since Rhino isn't here, okay? Hey.
Okay.
Hey. Since Rhino isn't here, okay? Hey, let me look on my phone here because...
I wonder if Rhino even knew we were doing an episode today because he doesn't pay attention to our messages.
Rhino's going through some stuff, man. I don't know. I don't know if he was just with it this week, you know?
Him and Scummy are having tough times together.
Yeah, I think he's got a prolapsed butthole is what happened.
They had to go to the ER.
He had to go to the ER. Because
one of their buttholes got ripped out.
Yeah, it was a fucking pink sock situation. Yeah.
Someone's riding the dirt bike.
Around us?
He's driving by.
I don't hear it in Texas.
He's gone now.
I don't know if I hear it. He's probably around the corner from me, too.
He's going like towards you, I think.
Dude, there was this guy when this neighborhood first got built. We had first moved in. There was this cat with like a blue motorcycle trying to do wheelies and shit. And then like the stoppies on the front. And you just saw him fucking try to do a wheelie. And the bike came out from underneath him. And fucking smashed up his bike. And he fell off of it and slid down the street. I haven't seen him again over here.
Fucking dude, I have a video from my security cameras of a chick coming down the street and fucking wrecking, like right in front of my house.
Oh shit.
Yeah. Yeah, my buddy El Jefe around the corner from us too has a thing from a security camera where this dude on a dirt bike, probably same guy out here, fucking just hit the gas and he came out from underneath him and he fucking smashed his ankle into something. I think it was a car or a trash can. Yeah. And he fucked himself up and he's like on the ground, like, ah. He wasn't like the Family Guy, you know, with the
Stunner. Have you done any diving where you're at?
Any diving?
Yeah.
So,
are you the place that starts with a Y?
No. Years ago, I caught a bull shark at Panama City and that was the end of me getting in the salt water. So,
why?
Yeah, I was like, fuck that. Why? Because there's shit and kill you in there, man. You don't even see them.
That's when we went to Guam the first time, everybody started getting their diving certs. And then the next time they just added on to them and stuff. And then when you go to Kadena or Hickam or any place like that, then everybody was already all certified. So that was the big thing for everybody to do.
Yeah. I mean, it looks cool. Fucking more power to you, but nah.
And there was the dudes at Elmo that would put on the dry suits and go dive.
Yep.
Oh, all right, guys. So this day in aviation, okay, this day in aviation, February 3rd, 1959, was the day the music died. You know what I'm talking about?
In aviation?
Yeah.
Big bopper.
It was when, it was February 3rd, 1959, Buddy Holly.
I was thinking of Leonard Skinner.
On a concert tour, Holly, formerly of the band The Crickets, chartered a small airplane from Dwyer Flying Service to fly himself and two other performers to Fargo, North Dakota, for the following night's event. After the performance at the Surf Volume, okay, let me see. Hold on. Let me see. During the previous 8 hours, Roger Peterson had telephoned. Oh, wait.
All right. Your stories.
Hold on, bro. They were met by their assigned pilot, Roger Arthur.
Okay, they crashed. Okay.
No, okay, we got
charter
it.
Airplane.
That's all we care.
They took off at 12:55 a.m. Central Standard Time. During the previous 8 hours, Roger Peterson telephoned the air traffic communication service three times for the weather forecast along his planned route. He was informed the weather was VFR, with ceilings of 4,200 feet or higher, and visibility 10 miles or more. ATCs did not inform Peterson of a flash advisory of a 100-mile-wide band of snow moving into the area at 25 knots. Moderate to heavy icing conditions were present along with the winds 30 to 50 knots.
Ginger face.
While taxiing the runway. Finally, once again, radio ATCs for weather was now reported as ceiling of 3,000. Sky obscured, visibility 6 miles, light and snow, wind gusting 20 to 30 miles. After takeoff, the airplane climbed approximately 800 feet and made a left turn 180 degrees. Don't fucking mute me.
I was trying to mute you, but I don't have the control.
You don't have the power. I've taken the power. Anyways, you're welcome.
So they crashed and died? All right, cool.
They crashed and they died. Listen, you got to get the backstory because you're like, he crashed, but why? Because air traffic controllers didn't give him the correct shit. And so they died in a storm.
I actually did learn something there. I didn't know.
See?
It was from ATC. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Those air traffic controller language, dude, that shit's crazy. Have you ever listened to it? I watch the videos on YouTube and it's just like, what? What he
supposedly said? ATC, I've heard in the past, was one of the most stressful jobs there is.
That's what I've heard too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's one of the highest reenlistment bonuses.
Suicide rate.
That too. That's what I've heard too, is like it's really high stress.
That's why it's so stressful.
That's what I've heard.
So yeah. Stoner's an avid hunter. You killed anything recently?
Yeah. What do you got, bro? What'd you kill?
Nothing recently.
Do you wear the fur? Do you wear the boots with the fur
coat?
I have killed a lot of stuff in Alaska. I drew a coveted bison tag up there. Killed a bison in Alaska.
It's been good eating.
It was. I took a bite of the fucking heart. Ooh. It was good. Killed a couple moose on base. Yeah. caribou, blacktail. I'll actually be up there again in November for a hunt on Kodiak. And then I just recently, well, in 2020, I started doing float hunts way up north on rafts. And pretty successful on those. It's a fucking great time, just out in the woods for 16 days. So
what you got there? Is that a pog?
No, it's a coin.
What kind of coin?
It's a doubloon.
Yarr. Oh, okay.
I don't even see what it is.
All right. I thought it was a pog.
It's a 500 yen coin.
Mm. Nice. Nice. Hell yeah, dude.
You killed any bears? No bears?
No, that's one thing that kind of eluded me up there. I never really had the opportunity to shoot one, so.
Rhino kills bears with his dick all the time.
I always thought that was weird, because, like, every year the park gets shut down because of bear attacks and stuff. And when I go fishing down south, I only encountered a bear maybe twice. And
lucky for you, they don't like your kind. They like scared. Rhino. They like Rhino. He looks for bear attacks.
So
he wants to get attacked.
He's like,
please attack me, rawr.
You've got that stretch of road that goes over the railroad tracks towards Fort Ridge.
Yeah,
and it's open on both sides where it used to be. And there was some guy. I guess he was taking pictures. He had a camera. And the bear. It was a bear cub. But she's chasing him in circles, and he would get to the door and put the key in, and then the bear would come, so he'd have to run around.
Make another loop.
So instead of helping him, we just sat there and watched him for like 20 minutes. It just kept... Finally, he got in the car right as the mom was coming out of the woods. But it was pretty awesome show.
I'm surprised there wasn't more attacks on base, because people up there are not the brightest. Like, oh, look at these cubs, and they get out, and then a fucking the sow comes across and is like taking pictures, and I'm like, she'll eat your ass in like 10 seconds. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I was more afraid of moose up there.
Well, I was gonna say, again, with doing stuff before I had my safety brief, when I first got up there, me and another buddy had a few beverages and went on the back side of the base, and we were drunkenly chasing moose.
Oh, perfect.
On foot.
On foot, yeah.
And then, like, two or three days later, I had my safety brief, and they're like, yeah, moose will kill you. I'm like, oh, damn, shouldn't have done that.
Yeah.
Just like playing with the frogs in Japan.
Yeah.
And then 2 days later, they told us that they're poison.
Yeah, don't touch them. They will fucking kill you.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah, dudes. I've got a veteran thing. I'm going to have to get off. I'm going to have to get off.
Veterans.
Like, yeah, I was looking at a veteran program the other day. A friend of mine is actually part of this. It's Operation Phoenix Outdoors. Let's see. Our mission is to give back to our nation and community heroes by using the outdoors as therapy to create mental health breaks. We do this by bringing military veterans, first responders, and their families on hunting and fishing trips to facilitate fellowship, friendship, and healing. Ultimately enabling conversation and relationships that help combat the 22 veteran suicides a day. Our hope is that we help ease the transition from military to civilian life, reduce stress, reconnect families, and build friendship-healthy relationships to reduce